This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
Calendars, we can have that engine, the faster the business accelerates. And so Revenue Growth Engine was put together with a mindset of going, okay, what are all the things that would need to be in place for a business to accelerate growth? What are the things that need to be in place from a marketing standpoint and from a sales standpoint? And specifically, thinking in terms of scaling, how could those be implemented as repeatable processes inside the business and not just random acts of marketing, as my friend Jennifer Zick likes to say, or, you know, random acts of selling? And how could we take those and make those repeatable, scalable processes? So I like to look at a business from the standpoint of, okay, is this a two-cylinder business? Is this a four-cylinder? Is this a 12-cylinder? You know, what kind of horsepower is here? And the whole goal of Revenue Growth Engine was to give a template that you could lay over your business and go, okay, we're doing great here, but we have a massive gap here. And if we filled that, maybe we could get this thing growing and scaling faster.
Okay, so why don't you lay out, what's that template look like? Is it like three steps? Is it a million steps? What's that thing look like?
Well, first of all, if your listeners want to see the template, just text the word revenue to 21,000, and that'll get you through to our free resources, which includes the Revenue Growth Engine map and also access to a free copy of the Revenue Growth Engine book.
Nice.
But if I can unpack it, the first thing is the flywheels of the engine. And so this really gets down to our goals. And what I realized while I was putting all this together is that there's really only two ways to grow revenue. We either get net new business, go out and land a new deal, new customer, new logo, ring the bell, or we cross-sell more to our current clients. Those are really, if you think about it, the only two ways to grow revenue. You may go, well, we're going to acquire a company. Great. You better continue getting net new business and you better cross-sell more to those clients. So what I've discovered, Brian, is that most businesses are usually good at one or the other. They're usually either lean to being really good at going out and grabbing net new, ringing the bell and, you know, landing the deal, or they're really good at managing those client relationships and growing the wallet share inside those client relationships. Most businesses are good at one or the other. When you get good at both at the same time, modest growth in net new business combined with modest growth in cross-sell revenue yields exponential growth for the business. So what I like to say is, if you're good at net new business, but you're not good at cross-sell, which seems to be true for about 70% of the businesses we work with, keep doing what you're doing on net new and put processes in place to take, you know, that once you get the deal, as Mark Hunter says, you don't close a deal, you open a relationship. Once that relationship is open, put processes in place to cross-sell to maximize the value you're delivering. Flip side, if you're really good at managing client relationships, but you haven't seen a new deal in a long time, keep managing your client relationships and growing, but put processes in for net new business. And so that is the flywheel of the engine, is net new and cross sell and the theory of exponential growth, or the law of exponential growth. And when we get both of those running at the same time, modest growth becomes exponential. It's interesting, Brian, I was just preparing for revenue growth strategy workshop that I'm doing in a couple of days for a great company. And they've been doing really well at net new growth. They're doing extremely well. But when we added in a modest amount of cross-sell revenue growth, all of a sudden their goal, you know, their hockey stick, right? You get the old hockey stick. Once again, for all my Canadian friends, the hockey stick growth comes into play. And so that, you know, looking at your engine, looking at your company in terms of, okay, what do we have? What processes do we have in place for net new? What processes do we have in place for cross-sell? And if we're weak in one of those areas, that probably gives you a pretty good idea where you could focus. Modest growth of 12 to 13% in net new, your total number of customers, along with modest growth of 12 to 13% per year in cross-sell, which is measured by your revenue per customer. Get both of those going at the same time, you double revenue in less than 36 months organically. And it's really cool to see what's possible when both of those are running at the same time.
Yeah. So to grow 36 months, to double revenue in 36 months, that's a massive growth. And if you don't have good systems and processes in place, that if you're growing that quickly, you probably really need to reinvent or restructure your organization once every 90 days just to keep up with that growth, if not a touch sooner. So I would think if you're having that much growth, you really need to know all of the good organizational structures, from sales and marketing to operations, getting it out the door, making sure our customers are super happy. And then the finance side, that we can keep up, because the biggest thing about growth sucks cash. You better keep an eye on that bottom line.
Yeah, which is another, another part of the revenue growth engine as well. And by the way, just to comment on that for another moment, if all your growth's on net new and you've got to hit, you know, say a 30% year-over-year target, you're adding a ton of new customers and onboarding a lot of people, that really taxes an organizational infrastructure. If you're able to say, let's just get a modest number of new clients and let's get a modest increase in our revenue per client by putting cross-sell processes in place, depending on your organization, overall, my experience has been, if you can keep both of those going at the same time, but make them modest, you can create manageable growth. And you're absolutely right. A company runs danger when they outrun their capacity to deliver. And that's why I like this combination of net new and cross-sell revenue growth, is usually once you've got a client relationship established, putting more revenue and more product or offerings into that relationship is usually easier than onboarding a new client, which usually takes a lot of work. Other part of the engine, the flywheel, is net new and cross-sell. But the driver of all of it, right in the middle of the engine, is your client and understanding who your ideal clients are. And this is really important as well when it comes to taxing or not taxing your operational capacity. Vilfredo Pareto was the great Italian economist that made this aha moment one day, called Pareto's principle, that he named after himself, or someone named it after him, that 20% or 80% of the results are coming from 20% of the effort. And it's really, I mean, you see this all over the world, but you certainly see this in companies. And if you look and if you've got 1,000 clients or customers and you scrape off the top 20% and add up the revenue, I can just about guarantee you that you're going to find the top 20% of your clients are delivering the vast majority, 80%, sometimes more, of your revenue. Seen this happen over and over again. So what I say is, and not only that, those types of clients typically not only are delivering larger chunks of revenue, oftentimes we find that they're also better aligned with the company in terms of their cultural fit, their values. They actually enjoy doing business with them. I love asking people, who are your favorite clients and what do you like about working with them? We get that kind of qualitative description going. And then you start to look at the numbers and realize that either those clients are buying more than the other clients, or they could be. And so I think the revenue growth engine, while, you know, a lot of companies in their early days will take an order from anyone that can fog a mirror, or as we used to say back in the early days of sales, press hard, the fourth copy is yours. As a company matures, I think a very smart thing to do is go, who are our favorite clients? Who are our best fit clients? The ones that align with our values, our culture as a company. They're going to stick around. They give us references. They pay on time. They also have the ability to buy everything that we offer. So they have good revenue potential. Or if we were an investment firm, we would say that client's got a good yield on, you know, our efforts for those clients. And that's where, you know, when you look at scaling your business, as you get out of those early days and you're in that now in the 5 to 10 million or whatever that looks like for you, I think it's very important at that iteration of your company to clearly understand who your ideal clients are.